Good morning, church family. This is another edition of Sun's Rising Devotion. I've always maintained that a minister's greatest privilege is standing with people who are going through difficult times in life. I've done that, and so have many other pastors. I'm not saying I'm an expert, but it is a great privilege to walk with those who are suffering, for example, with the loss of a child or a parent or another family member. Today, we're hearing of the loss that has affected many, many lives in that fire in Maui. Wow, can you believe what we're seeing taking place? Life is uncertain and should be in God's hands all the time. The pictures that we are seeing are horrible, and suffering has to be great. We need to lift them up in our prayers often as we remember to do so. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted," in Matthew 5:4. I believe the grief is the way God intended for us to deal with loss in life. Some say it's nature's way of healing a broken heart. The medical community tells us grief is a natural response to death or life. The grieving process is an opportunity to appropriately mourn a loss and then heal. The process is helped when you acknowledge grief, find support, and allow time for grief to work. We all need some healing in our lives at times, don't we? Jesus himself wept after he received the news one day of a close friend, Lazarus, had passed. If Jesus needed time to grieve his loss he felt, we too will find the need to grieve at moments in our lives as well. Of that I'm certain. How many parents have had to face the loss of a premature baby? Or I can't tell you how many times I've seen young people sitting in total shock in a hospital room, not knowing what to say or do. I don't know myself, to be honest with you. Words are not always adequate. Most times they just sit there in silence and shock as they face a terrible ordeal. My bet is that this is repeated often every day in many hospitals around the world. How many marriages have come apart when a father or a mother can't deal with his or her own feelings, let alone those of their spouse or their family? The family begins being ripped apart by his or her leaving. And what about the loss of employment or a career or a life that turns upside down everything you're used to? Friends often say, in fact, they don't know what to say. They stay away during these times because they're just not sure what to say or do. Want to know what I have found is important? Being there. Simply being with an individual, couple, family, or friends when it really matters, even if words are not spoken. And actually, it may be better not to speak. Just being there demonstrates God's love through us to them. Sometimes people just need to feel that we just understand something, even if we truly don't. By holding their hand and looking at a smile, putting a smile on our face that they can look at, and encouraging them by our presence. Grief is not just restricted to the loss of a child, family, or friends. It can be felt from many different unusual events in life. Like I said, loss of jobs or pets or even simple things like disagreements or arguments can cause grief in many people's lives. We may never know the extent of grief and loss that people feel. And we need to be careful not to judge them, because one day we will face our own grief. Of that, I am certain. So as we watch TV of this tragedy taking place right now before our eyes and hear the cries of those who have lost everything, things that will change their lives forever, we are called to pray, to love, and support those who are suffering loss. Because one day, we too will understand that intense emotions that they're feeling from a similar situation in our own lives. However, by God's grace, they will make it through, and so will we. As we pray for them and others pray for us, and we surround them and love them and encourage them the best we can, allowing God's love to flow from us to them, as that's what other people will do in our lives when we need it. And that's why a local church, a local body of Christ, is so important. We need a church family to surround us, to encourage us in life when dramatic changes come. Prayer thoughts for today: Scott Rooney, Linda Dobbins, Christina Meal, appointment with the oncologist. Her relative we were praying for in California, who was on hospice, has passed away. And she has a granddaughter, Alexis, who has eye issues and needs our prayers. Suzette's surgery went well on her face. We want to continue to lift her up in prayer. George Myers' brothers, Ray and Iris Scoff and Gary's dad, Wayne, Bob and Gertie's son who had a stroke, Julie Cassandi's mom. Remember our celebration in September, on September 10th, as we reach out to our families and friends to let them, help bring them back into God's house. And then the needs that we have for our nation, our church, our own families, and ourselves. Take a few moments in prayer. And once you do, God bless you and have a great day.